I'm Katie Clark. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Illegal immigration to the U.S. is an explosive issue. As evidence, there's the controversy over the law the Arizona legislature passed to try to stem the flow of illegal immigrants from Mexico. The Obama administration wants to tighten security along the Mexican border and offer a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants working in the U.S. They're currently vulnerable to abuse and have few means to defend themselves. But they do have one American legal organization on their side. Monica Ortiz Uribe visited that group's headquarters in north central Mexico.
Something is always happening in the historic center of Zacatecas, whether it's a political rally or a musical clown show. It's here where you'll find the main Mexico office of the American nonprofit organization Center for Migrant Rights, or CDM by its Spanish initials. The office is a modest second-story flat where a staff of nine is focused on promoting the legal rights of Mexicans who work in the United States.
We're the first transnational law center based in Mexico.
Tori Gavito is CDM's legal director. The center has four attorneys specialized in American law. CDM is located in Zacatecas because this is one of the Mexican states that sends the most immigrants to the United States. The majority go illegally, but others go temporarily under the U.S. guest worker program. Jobs range from construction to harvesting tobacco. But even though these workers are legal, they can still run into problems. Their worker rights are easily violated. So, what can a small group of American attorneys accomplish in the middle of Mexico?
A lot. We work very closely with U.S. partners to be able to bring claims for migrant workers who are currently in Mexico in U.S. courts.
Say an American labor organization in California is building a case about Mexican farm workers who were unfairly paid, but the workers have all returned to Mexico. CDM can help the organization find the workers and get them to participate in the case. Thanks to the network they've formed, CDM can help build a case from just a handful of plaintiffs to hundreds. Another part of CDM's mission is to educate workers about their rights before they leave for the United States. Rachel Micah Jones is CDM's executive director.
I think the work that CDM does is important because, first off, it's preventative. I think a lot of abuses are avoided when folks know what their rights are and know what to do when their rights are violated.
Still, abuses do occur.
Hola, buenas tardes. Hola.
One afternoon at the CDM office, two middle-aged men from a nearby city stopped for a visit. Both worked legally in the United States, cutting grass for the city of Thornton, Colorado. The job was a good one. They were paid well and taken care of. But then their supervisors began extorting money from them. José Macias, who likes to go by his nickname Lobo, explains.
The managers asked us if we wanted more overtime. Well, yes, we did. So they said, why don't you give us $20 and we'll give you overtime.
Later, Lobo says the supervisors asked the men to tell their friends who wanted jobs that they could have them as long as they paid $500. Lobo says he and his co-workers went along with the demands for fear of losing their jobs. Meanwhile, that extra money was being pocketed by their supervisors. When someone made an anonymous report against them, the city of Thornton began to investigate. Tori Gavito says CDM in Mexico was able to help.
We were able to give key testimony and witness information to the attorneys.
The case went to trial in 2007, and the two supervisors were found guilty of extortion. Now the affected workers are waiting for compensation checks. CDM has helped with dozens of similar cases. In its 5 years, the organization says it's won back $5 million in unpaid wages owed to guest workers.
They have been immensely helpful to our ability to communicate with significant numbers of clients when they're in Mexico.
Art Reed is general counsel at Friends of Farm Workers Incorporated, a nonprofit legal service organization in Pennsylvania. Together with CDM and others, Friends of Farm Workers brought a significant case against an American landscaping company. As a result, federal minimum wage law now requires U.S. employers to assume the costs a worker accumulates as a result of taking a temporary job. These costs could include travel, visa expenses, and recruitment fees. It's a decision that benefits workers from any country, including U.S. citizens.
That is very significant because many workers come from poor communities. In some cases, have to go into debt to pay those expenses in order to get here.
Back at the CDM office, the two men who worked in Colorado joke around. There's little work for them in Zacatecas, and both would go back to the United States if given the opportunity. Only now, they say, we'd be less vulnerable. Now we know our rights. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Zacatecas, Mexico.